Welcome to another edition of Your Health with MU Healthcare here on AM 1340 KXEO. Guest today is Dr. Brian Todebusch, assistant professor here with MU Healthcare, and we're going to talk a little bit about sports medicine injuries. Thanks for your time today, first of all.
Sure, thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. Nice weather, of course, is on the way here. More folks will be outside playing baseball and other sports. What are some things to remember, especially with the heat outside and people playing sports, that you would give advice about?
So most importantly with the heat is to stay hydrated. We're always worried about when the sun starts to get warm that people are doing too much exercise and not rehydrating. So it's important that you, first of all, hydrate before activity and then also during activity. The general rule of thumb is to continue to, you should drink some water about every 20 minutes when you're outside. And then if you're outside for more than an hour and starting to have a lot of perspiration, you might consider one of the sports drinks, or something that has a little bit more of electrolyte solution or sugar with it, which can help rehydrate more than just water itself.
Talk about some of the common injuries that you see sports-wise coming through here at MU Healthcare, if you will.
Well, in the summertime, we see a variety of injuries, some being sports-related and some not. We see a lot of twisted ankles. And then with softball season, too, so we'll start to see some Achilles ruptures, which happen in our older populations, and some tweaked knees. And then we also see concussions, which are year-round, especially with soccer going on in the summer in the Show Me games in this area.
Talk about some of the non-serious injuries, like, for instance, maybe a sprained ankle. Is there a quick way to heal that up and continue to play, or what advice would you give on that?
So my advice, if you think you might have a sprained ankle, would be first of all, get it checked out if there's any concerns. But if you're having difficulty walking on it, there's probably more going on than just a sprained ankle. So once you have it cleared that there's no fracture, it's actually, we encourage you to start moving it more with a sprained ankle, because the more you have it stiff, the longer it stays swollen, the longer your recovery would be. And so once you've been clear that there's no fracture, we'd encourage you to be more active and start to do some range of motion therapy exercises. Continue to work on compression, ice, elevation, the simple things that we usually recommend.
Exercises folks can do before they get started on you know, with their sporting activity that you would ask people to do that maybe would keep you from getting a sprained ankle or sprained wrist?
And so in general, we'd recommend that you do a little bit of light aerobic exercise. So if you can do some short jogging beforehand, that tends to help the cardiovascular symptoms a little bit more. But it's kind of a folklore that actually stretching beforehand doesn't necessarily prevent injuries. I think it's good for the mind, though, to feel a little bit loose before you get out there and start to rev up and do too much.
No doubt about it. A more serious injury, of course, concussion or head injury. If you suspect that you've taken, that you have a concussion, you know, what's the protocol for that?
So the protocol for that would be, depending on your symptoms that you're having, if you start to have any nausea or change in memory status, you should get that looked at as soon as possible. But if things seem stable and there's not a lot of change in their mental status, then usually you recommend rest for the first couple days. It's okay to take some Tylenol or ibuprofen to treat the headache. And then after a couple days, your symptoms should start to improve. And research has told us that if you start to do a little bit of light activity after a few days, that there tends to be a quicker recovery. And by light activity, we're just talking about going for like a 5 or 10 minute walk, not doing anything exertional, but starting to be a little bit more active instead of staying inside in a dark room. That's kind of, that old myth is going out these days, where we encourage people to start to be a little bit more engaged after time.
Most certainly, but the most important thing is if you've had an injury to your head, to take a break. Don't start doing the sport right away after that. Correct.
Correct. General rule is that you should not return to any sports until your symptoms have gone away, and since there's a lot of regulations from the state level and higher on concussions, there's actually a return to play protocol that the physicians and team trainers will install. And we don't recommend starting return to play protocol until after your symptoms have resolved. And then there's a step-by-step progress process that takes about a week before we recommend that you return to full action after a concussion.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you for your time. Great advice today. And once again, thanks for stopping by here on KXEO.
All right. Thanks for having us.
Another edition of Your Health with MU Healthcare right here on AM 1340 KXEO.